For the White House, it's an embarrassing double defeat that tosses out the rushed and politically directed prosecutions of New York Attorney General Letitia James and former FBI Director James Comey.
I'm grateful that the court ended the case against me, which was a prosecution based on malevolence and incompetence.
The cases fell apart after a federal judge ruled prosecutor Lindsay Halligan was illegally appointed, nullifying her work.
The Department of Justice will be appealing very soon, and it is our position that Lindsay Halligan is extremely qualified for this position, but more importantly, was legally appointed.
Halligan had never prosecuted a case before, but was handpicked by President Donald Trump to go after his perceived enemies after career prosecutors warned there wasn't enough evidence to move ahead.
We have to act fast, one way or the other. They're guilty, they're not guilty, we have to act fast.
The case is a mess, and it's really amateur hour there at the DOJ, and it's really their own doing because of the timing and the experience of the prosecutor they put on this case.
While grand juries later indicted both Comey and James, the cases were always considered legally shaky and open to claims of vindictive prosecution.
This is nothing more than a continuation of the president's desperate weaponization of our justice system.
The failure is a major blow to Trump's efforts to bend the justice system to his will. There's little reason to think it will end the president's demands for specific prosecution. The cases against both Comey and James were dismissed without prejudice, meaning they can be brought again. But that's assuming the administration can actually find another prosecutor who's willing to take them on.